This is Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice.
Only from Hot 107.
2018, a bad year for some, but a good year for most.
Yeah, we're going to be very optimistic right now. I know, there were some weird things that shook down. The Tide Pod Challenge, that was messed up. People were buying ketchup slices instead of cheese slices. Kanye made those weird slippers. There was that selfie taker thing that you put on your shoe. Rick and Morty fans were freaking out about a sauce at McDonald's.
The Oilers started the season by looking like a poor team again.
Okay, but I'm going to list off some really cool things that happened in 2018. So when you're having your New Year's party, you can look back and be like, it wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
Are you ready for this?
I am.
Give me some music or something.
Okay, no problem.
Scientists developed a plastic eating enzyme. In Saudi Arabia, women are able to drive. For the first time in Iran, women are allowed to attend men's sporting events. Canada became the second nation in the world to legalize marijuana. South Korea closed its largest dog meat slaughterhouse. A record number of minority and openly gay athletes competed in the Olympics. NASA's InSight touched down and captured the first sounds of the wind on Mars. A woman gave birth to a baby after she received a uterus transplant from a dead person.
Whoa, didn't know that one.
Yep. Researchers developed a 10-minute cancer test. There's a new Ebola treatment trial. A new peanut allergy drug has been providing fresh hope. A study found that dogs can be a powerful tool in diagnosing malaria. Researchers found a way to lower your cancer risk, and we learned new tips to help us live a decade longer.
Whoa.
Also, I wasn't going to include anything about celebrities, but Meghan Markle became the first woman of color to join the British royal family. I think that those are some pretty cool wins for 2018.
Nice. You could totally be an auctioneer. Did you just say taint?
I did. If I could turn
back. Oh my God,
time.
I thought you just swore there too.
What did you think I was saying? What?
I can't be the only one that just thought she sung a swear word, hey? Text 780-784-7107 if you agree. I'm serious. I'll play it back for you in a minute here.
I'm sorry that Cher has been on my mind as of late since she's coming to Edmonton on tour. I will be in the crowd singing hard. Do you believe in love and in love? Okay. So, we're getting hundreds of texts from people saying, yeah, Lisa definitely dropped an F-bomb. I didn't. It just sounded like an F-bomb.
Yeah. Okay, so this is her singing Cher. But listen, like, I was convinced you were just singing the F-word off the start.
If I could turn
back. Oh, my God.
Time.
I thought you just swore there, too.
What did you think I was saying?
Okay, now wait for it. You ready? You want to see how close it was?
Yes. Turn
oh my God,
time.
I thought you just swore there too.
What did you think I was saying?
All right, there
but
it
I was
is.
Singing if I could.
Yeah, you really have to enunciate the "eh" part.
Okay, well, I'll message Cher and inform her as well, because what an uproar. Imagine if there were thousands of people in the crowd. It was an accident.
Well, you actually didn't swear. It just sounded like it. All right. Not the only mistake you made this week.
What?
As you were making some holiday squares and as you were bringing in the Oreo crust, you dropped it on the ground, then didn't have any Oreos, so then just had to make, like, a really thin cheesecake layer.
Yeah, it was really gross. So I thought I was being, like, innovative. I was like, I'm not waiting an hour for my cookie crust to cool. I'm going to put it outside. And I picked it up, and it was on tinfoil, and it ripped in half, and the cookie crumble went everywhere. And that's not the only fail I did in that exact same night. I tried to make festive Rice Krispie squares, so I put some red dye in the Rice Krispie mix, and now it just looks like raw
ground beef.
So that's cute.
Yeah. You got to stop winging it.
I know.
When it comes to cooking, like, there's some people that have a grasp of cooking well enough that they can just kind of, like, you know, go off the grid, not follow the recipe. You, on the other hand, not so good at it. I remember the one time I sent you a recipe for rice, chicken, broccoli, and cheese casserole to make for your ex-boyfriend at the time, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct.
To try to impress him. Ugh. You said you preferred noodles instead of rice, so you just switched up the recipe, and you ended up with just noodles in mushroom soup with a couple chunks of chicken.
Yeah, it was so bad.
Terrible. you got to quit winging it.
And did you know that it makes such a difference when the recipe calls for a room temperature egg?
Mm.
And I'm always like, I don't have time to put an egg out. I'm using a cold one. And that's why it tastes like crap.
Mm, I wonder if that's why my hollandaise sauce never works out.
Interesting, right?
Yeah, and I didn't know that.
Even something as simple as like sifting the flour makes a world of a difference. You know what? Baking takes so much patience. And my mother even taught me, because I always call her and get really angry after I fail. She goes, Lisa, trial and error. There's going to be a lot of times that you just throw it out and start again.
Trial and error or superstore and then put it in a homemade pan so it looks like you made it.
Skip the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So Sarah wrote in with her cooking fail, festive cooking fail story. She says, when my dad and I were still learning how to cook, we realized Christmas morning that our breadcrumbs were like 10 years old. And if you think that breadcrumbs don't go stale, you're definitely still learning how to cook. We searched for open stores for hours for croutons and finally found some for a ridiculous price. Not sure why it ever occurred to us to cut up bread. Bachelor life. I love that story. And you know what? That's such a cool memory for you and your dad to have to look back on.
Jay just hit us up and said that every year they cook a turkey and they stick sausages to the side of it.
Okay.
With toothpicks when they put it in. That sounds great. That would be really good to add flavor to the turkey and moisture. Anyway, they didn't realize the toothpicks were mint flavored. When they pulled it out, there was green marks in it, and both the turkey and sausage tasted like mint. All you could taste, he said. That's amazing. What else we got rolling in?
Lindsay wrote in saying, my dad was making gravy one year and was adding in flour to thicken it up, but it wasn't flour. It was powdered sugar. It was pretty sweet. Wasn't mad at it, though. I've done that, too, with banana muffins I was trying to make for my friend Jill for her birthday, and I used powdered sugar instead of flour in the oven. It made, like, a toffee, disgusting mess, like, ruined the oven. So I feel that. Jessica wrote in saying, I was making a cherry cheesecake for my brother, and the salt and sugar were in similar containers in our pantry. I got all the way through making it. When I taste tested it and realized I accidentally used the salt, it was the worst taste ever. I triple check now. Jordan wrote in saying, one year for Christmas, we accidentally cooked the turkey to a temperature of 195. 165 is cooked. It was so dry.
Turkey jerky.
It was so dry that the gravy made no difference.
Who are we speaking with? Hello?
Hey.
Do you have a cooking fail story for us?
No, he put her on the phone.
Come again?
He put Lisa on the phone.
Oh, hey.
Hey.
Good morning. Who is this? Sorry, just Alyssa. My sister. Oh, hi, Alyssa.
Have a very Merry Christmas, Alyssa. We appreciate
you.
The call. Yeah.
Alyssa texts us every morning. We love her. Derek wrote in saying, morning, guys. I remember one Christmas when I made the turkey for the big family dinner. I saw turkey juice in the cooked turkey inside because it wasn't stuffed. So I used some big forks to kind of tip the turkey up to drain it for the gravy. And I dropped it on the floor, completely burning my foot.
This one's awesome. Corey hit us up and said, my grandma was getting too old to cook. No one cooks in her kitchen, though.
Oh, classic grandma move.
My dad wanted turkey, so he went into grandma's freezer, put the turkey in the backyard in a snowbank, and asked me to drive by, pick it up, and cook it, then bring it over cooked. We had a very angry grandma that night.
Don't mess with grandma. And this one here from Andy I love. Epic Christmas cooking fail. Last year, my husband decided to cook a prime rib for our family Christmas dinner. The only problem was he forgot to thaw it early enough, so it took 2 hours longer to cook than expected. Now, that would also result in grandma and grandpa,
especially
and in-laws.
Yeah, especially if you didn't have a nice, like, cheese and cracker spread to keep you somewhat sane while you waited.
You know what? Maybe that's where this originated. Because turkeys are very difficult to cook. You got to get really good at it. That's why you have to have the crackers and the cheese and the after eights and the turtles and the pot of gold and the booze.
Here's another episode of What's Happening in Maidstone, Saskatchewan.
Yeah, Facebook page in my hometown gets pretty intense. Renee posted, anyone here know how to install gas lines? Abby responded with, my husband definitely knows how to use his gas lines. LOL. Renee says, okay, but can he install them? Abby says, no, it was just a joke about him being gassy. Renee says, okay, but can he install gas lines? And Abby wrote, no, sorry. Renee responds with, then why are you wasting my time?
Oof.
That's another exciting episode of What's Happening in Maidstone, Saskatchewan.
This is a segment we call Verbal Diaries, where instead of writing it in a book, we just use the radio. Talk about what we're thinking about. You're a little fired up over there. Do you want to get into that?
Okay, so I feel like this is relatable. So, okay, keep in mind you're writing in your diary. You're writing in your diary. Dear diary, I'm not feeling very confident as of late. I think it's all the treats, too much sugar, stress over the holidays, my skin. I'm noticing age lines around my eyes. Time flies. Like, Christmas is basically tomorrow. And then you realize, like, holy crap, I'm getting old. And then you have to, like, sit back and realize, like, it's okay. Things that age are better, like steak. Think of yourself as a 7-ounce sirloin, AAA Alberta beef.
7 ounces is a very small steak.
Good. Okay. I don't want to be a 10-ounce. I'd like to be a 7-inch waist. And then I just have to consider things that will make me feel happy. This may seem weird, but organizing and cleaning can help me feel better about myself and feel like I have my life together. Crying sometimes feels nice. Writing down a list of things that maybe bother me, things that maybe are in my control that I can change, other things that are out of my control. And then I can just be like, whatever, who cares? Am I binge eating because I'm upset about something or just because there's food in front of me and I don't know how to control myself? Maybe I should just stay off social media and stop following Halsey. She got fake lips and I'm like, I wish I was beautiful. Oh wait, she has fake lips. It's a facade, who cares?
Okay.
Maybe
okay,
I just need to like take myself out for an afternoon and like go for lunch, get myself a quick tower from Red Robin, and forget my problems. I'm running out of page space.
Yeah. You're running out of book space over there. Okay, I watched I Feel Pretty, the Amy Schumer movie, last night. And I just can't believe that someone would spend so much time worried about what they look like. Like, that's what the biggest struggle was for me. And because that movie was really targeted at females, I feel bad that society has paved the way for people to be that consumed with what they look like. Jesus, is there not more?
Ryder, look at the cover of magazines and the amount of women that are... They are photoshopped to have no wrinkles,
right.
And then you see George Clooney, and they, like, emphasize his wrinkles to make him look old and manly and strong. It is such a struggle being a woman. I know that sounds like a first-world problem, but it is something we deal with. Like, I look in the mirror, and I'm like, oh, no, I'm going to lose my job because I have a wrinkle. I'm not youthful for the audience. And then I have to be like, wait, it's radio. It's about what I say, not how I look. Right?
Maybe. Yeah. That should be not just radio. That's it.
Okay, it's your turn.
Yeah, mine's really deep and heavy as well.
Oh, that's okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
Dear diary, why do hot dogs come in such big packs? Who needs 17 hot dogs on the grill at once? Where's the 4-pack? And the buns, the same thing. I don't need that many hot dog buns. I just want hot dogs once.
Okay.
And we're going to do a little quick draw.
Mm-hmm.
We've got Hudson's gift certificate up for grabs. Right now, we want to give away some tickets to Snoop Dogg, though.
This is Kate. Please text me instead, because I never listen to these.
Callback number, press 5.
Well, Kate, you're going to have to listen to this one. You're going to want to. You just won Snoop Dogg tickets.
I totally get it, though. But at the same time, you're going to see that flashing voicemail, the little red circle, and it's going to drive you crazy, and eventually you will listen to this, and that's fine if it takes you a while because the Snoop Dogg tickets aren't even in yet. We will call you when they are in for you to come pick them up. He's here at Rogers Place Feb 20th. Thank you for donating jackets for people in need. We appreciate you. Have a great Christmas. Yeah.
All right, so that's the voicemail for Kate.
Can you tell that I'm not good at leaving voicemails?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like waiting for it to run out. Like for
like
it to cut
for her
you
to
off.
Say something back to me? Wait a minute.
Dog shot caller time. I'm hooked up. Let's do this.
Ryder, what is something you eat around Christmas that starts with the letter C?
Cranberry sauce. Don't hit that. You almost hit that button.
It's because I'm expecting you to say chocolate. So I'm like, in my mind, I'm like, that's wrong.
No, don't think that.
I got it. Okay, okay. Who is someone you buy gifts for that starts with the letter M?
Mom. Oh, just killing it.
That's really good. Our general manager is going to be upset that you went with that answer.
Instead of mummager?
Should have been, yeah, manager. What is something you give as a stocking gift that starts with the letter B?
B. Oh, God, I hate that.
Book.
I was thinking brownies, and I was like, nobody puts those in a stocking.
Well, maybe now that, you know, weed is legalized. You never know. And last question. So you've got two right so far. Mm-hmm. What is a Christmas song that starts with the letter J?
Just Jingle Bells. Ow!
Too late.
Just called our winner for the Michelle Obama ticket. She's really jacked. It's crazy. I didn't even know Michelle Obama was in a band, let alone like had a band named after her.
Ryder, she's not in a band.
Look, Michelle Obama, Rogers Place.
No.
Oh.
She's a philanthropist, a motivational speaker, the first woman of color that was a first lady. Like, she has a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I knew that, but I assumed when they said like Michelle Obama, Rogers Place, that she was also in a band. She's not?
No.
I'm just kidding. All right, welcome to the studio, Harley, who is in after 9 o'clock. You were there for the Christmas gift exchange yesterday. I managed to bring home a box of Pilsner, so life's good.
That sounds good.
What'd you get?
A $25 gift card to Amazon.
All right.
Well, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, it's it fit in an envelope pretty well.
So I actually ended up with what I was giving, which is kind of cool because...
Did you choose to do that, though?
No.
No? I feel like that might have been a plan.
The definite loser was Jen, who works here, who once again got Jake Ryan's gift. I believe that's three out of the last 4 years.
Yeah.
4 years ago, it was a box, an extra large box of black garbage bags.
It was already open, though, so you could tell he was scrambling for a gift and just grabbed expensive things from his house.
And a protein booster, yeah, or protein.
The chocolate
shake. Yeah.
Oh, those can be expensive, I heard.
They actually are. Yeah?
Okay. And work gloves. That was honestly what he put in the gift exchange 4 years ago.
And it was in a garbage bag. It wasn't even in like a wrapped gift. And then last year she won his moon boots that he wrapped.
Like were the Napoleon Dynamite boots. Okay. This is Jake Ryan, our evening host, who gets these gifts. Yesterday he got like a muumuu kind of.
Like a nightgown.
It was like a very ugly...
older woman's dress.
Yeah, you could just tell that Jake Ryan had $9 at a Walmart.
Yeah. And Jen got it again, and like
she was so pissed.
So I think Jake actually felt bad enough that he traded what she won, and he's gonna go and return the elderly woman's dress that he brought.
I did overhear him say, "My mother said that this gift was dumb." So I have a feeling he like got it from her closet.
Ryder and Lisa Reloaded, the official podcast of Hot Mornings with Ryder and Lisa, powered by Booster Juice,
only from Hot 107.